I'm Teresa Solomon.
And I am Matt Smith. We're here in Hinesburg in our home that we just moved into about 4 years ago from New York area, right across the river.
It's funny because we were both there, but we didn't know each other yet. We met about 5 years afterwards. Yeah. I was in Jersey City, basically right across from where the World Trade Center was. I was listening to the radio, and I think this is like what happened to a lot of people. We heard a plane had hit, and I just assumed it was a small plane and like the pilot had a heart attack. In my building, there's a rec room at the very top with these floor-to-ceiling windows, and I ran up there and saw the smoke coming out of the building, and I was like, that's, wow, I didn't think it was going to look like that.
I was living in Newport in a high-rise. You probably hear our dog right now. So I went to the waterfront. There was a nice boardwalk or, you know, promenade or something like that. And it was just filled with people and just filling up more and more. Nobody knew what was going on.
You know, obviously we had no idea what was to come, that they were going to collapse. That was just in nobody's reality.
One of the things that's always stuck in my mind is there was this one guy in the crowd on the waterfront who was just laughing hysterically, and I was very angry at him, and I told him that I was angry at him, and he said that his wife was in the building, and that was like right when it came down, and I still remember his face. It's interesting, like, you and I didn't know one another on September 11th, right? But we were both impacted by it.
My relationship to New York City after 9/11 changed, where I think I let fear take over me, and the fear turned into anger, and, anger for a lot of my life was my go-to emotion. So I feel like I changed. I became more aggressive. I made bad decisions in a lot of aspects of my life. And I drank a lot. I feel like I wasn't a nice person after that. I don't think I immediately thought, I have to get out of here. It took a long time. What is it? Like 16 years later,
yeah.
It took for me to get out physically and mentally to leave the city and to escape. And it just felt like Vermont finally was going to be the place I could get away to safety. Before we moved here, we lived in Weehawken. And we bought a house that was, I would say, literally on top of the Lincoln Tunnel. If 9/11 hadn't happened, I don't think I would be thinking about anyone blowing up the Lincoln Tunnel. And that was always in the back of my mind. Just too much after a while.
Yeah. The transition from New York to Vermont was harder for me, just, you know, through the lens of, you know, employment and, you know, making sure that I can, you know, land on my feet. We did, in hindsight, you know, just like quitting my job and moving up here without anything, I may have done it differently, but I'm happy.
This anniversary, I just feel, and I've thought about, like, what would I feel like 20 years after this, because I've got these pictures that I haven't shown anyone, and I've always thought, well, I'll show people on the 20th anniversary. And I don't think I would have ever thought I would be here in Vermont with this just complete sense of relief.
That's great. I'm always going to feel like a New Yorker, but I love Vermont and I love living here.